eye is supposed to be on.
So you can, yeah, hopefully.
That's what he's saying.
Kainalu's going to come in and go, get rid of that guy. Let's bring this guy in. It's a Hawaii thing. Aloha and how's it? You got Lanai and that's Brooke Lee. Welcome to It's a Hawaii Thing. Yes, we have a very special guest on the show.
Yeah.
This guy's like a day ahead. He's in the future right now.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, because he couldn't be here in studio. But when you come back, you have to be in studio. Okay, he's from Kaneohe. Local boy. I went to Castle High School.
Oh.
So you know those guys produce.
They're all bright kids.
Yeah, they produce like it's a factory of talent.
Easy.
Yeah. You're mad because you didn't go there.
Whatever.
He was the Blue Power Ranger. What was the name of the movie? Is it called Power Rangers? Cosmic
Power
Fury.
Rangers, Dino Fury.
Dino Fury. And then you got a new one you're doing right now. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Kainalu Moya. How you doing, Kainalu?
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Did I say your last name right?
Yes, Moya.
Moya, yeah.
Isn't it like it's spelled?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. You could be Hawaiian. Moya.
Okay. We just had a Hawaiian language person on the show.
What kind of fish you like
eat?
Moya.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm a li'i.
Go ahead, write in. Go ahead, Olelo.
Kainalu, where are you at?
I'm in Auckland, New Zealand, Aotearoa,
right now.
This is the filming location for Power Rangers, and we are doing a season 3 of our Netflix show, and it's going to be called Cosmic Fury. So we're doing that now, and we're here, and we're starting.
It's so cool because it's, I said a movie, but it to me, like Netflix, when they do series, it's a movie to me and they break it up. You know what I mean? It feels, because if when I watch a TV show, I don't want to eat popcorn and kakimochi. When I watch a movie, I want to eat popcorn and kakimochi.
You just want to eat popcorn and kakimochi.
So I always say movie. How did you get this role, by the way?
How did I get it?
Yeah,
it was just another one of my auditions. You know, I was pursuing acting. I started pursuing it pretty hardcore, maybe entering 2019, I believe. And so I was doing that and just a lot of auditions. And that was one that kind of stuck. And so that kept on going. And then I booked the part and we went and filmed it. And it was really interesting because it was during the pandemic.
Oh, wow.
When all of the world, especially America, was shut down, you know, in quarantine and lockdown and curfews. And so we got special permission to fly to New Zealand because they closed their borders.
Right.
No one was allowed in or out. We got special permission to go in there and film while everyone else was just stuck inside. And we went there. It was like normal life here. And it was just a crazy experience.
So let me get this correct. Your first big gig is Netflix?
Yes, this is the first big one.
So you graduate from Castle. I'm assuming you were in arts at Castle. Is that a fair assumption?
Actually, no. Yeah,
what?
I was still new to the game. Yeah, I wasn't. I was more of just ball is life kind of guy, you know, played football.
People go to Castle and are not in the arts program?
You don't have to be in arts program to be talented.
I didn't even know there was such a thing at Castle. I thought everybody was in the arts program at Castle. Okay, so you were the one guy who didn't go to the theater at Castle, but then ended up acting. Interesting. So then you graduated from Castle, not as a bright kid, because you weren't in the productions. And then you, moved to Los Angeles to go to college or...
I went to college, university in Washington.
Oh, okay.
So I went to a small university called University of Puget Sound.
Yes, we're familiar.
I was a student athlete there. No thoughts of acting or performing arts or anything. I just was there and my football teammates were like, oh, you should take intro to theater. I was like, you should do it because it's an easy A.
Easy
like, do
A.
It.
Oh, really?
See how they are.
So I was like, all right, yeah, we'll do it. And I did it and... it wasn't very easy. I was like, this is kind of hard. I'm kind of bad at this. And so it kind of bothered me that it was so challenging. I was like, I want to get better. And so as I started to work on it and try to get better at it, as the semester went on, I was like, oh, this is fun. So I kept on doing theater classes. And the next thing you know, it was more theater and less business, more theater. And then I got a huge spring of confidence and I dropped out to pursue acting.
Dang.
Boy, that's pretty good though. I commend you on that because I've been trying for 40 years still.
Diamond Head Theater people have been doing this since they were 8 years old.
Yeah, I've been trying for a long time.
Wow.
You did you do something with Disney as well? Was that before the Power Rangers or after?
that was after. So Power Rangers, the first two seasons that started, the first season aired in spring of 2021, and then the ending of season two just aired last month. But in the middle of that, I also booked a Disney Channel show called The Villains of Valley View.
All right.
With Alec Mappa.
Oh, that's right. Plus. We're going to talk more about this in a minute. We got to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Kainalu is hanging out. It's a Hawaii thing.
Bringing you what matters. Viewers can receive the Star Advertiser digital full access subscription for just $9.95 per month. Go to staradvertiser.com and click on subscribe. Use the code AHITHING.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. We're talking story with Kainalu Moya, the actor, who's Blue Power Ranger.
Kiwi, but I gotta, like, let's just caveat this for a second.
You did a Disney show.
No, but before all of that, for all the people at home that are watching, this is not normal. He is not normal. This is not how it's normally done. He is incredibly talented and very cute, but very, very, very lucky. Because let's shout out the people who are, like, taking your 10%. So you move from Washington, D.C. You move down to L.A. You call mom and dad on the windward side. You're like, hey, I know you paid for my tuition, but, like, I'm going to La La Land. So you end up in Los Angeles. You're on Hollywood and Vine. Who is your representation? Who's making money right now?
Representation, my manager, his name is Tim. He's a good guy. He's with Luba Rockland Entertainment.
Okay. And so you have an agency, obviously, because you're making money. So, but you had a manager first and then they got you an agent? Is that how it worked?
Yes. So he was the first one that I was introduced to him just in the industry, and he was down to represent me even though I was new.
Right. Because you're new. It's 2022.
Oh, very new, yeah.
You still have the new car smell. Like, literally, it was 2019. It's 2022.
There's a lot of people pissed off at you,
like,
right now.
Like, I'm pissed. I love you, but I'm pissed. Okay, and so then you book Power Rangers, Mazel Tov. Meanwhile, while that's on vacation, you go to Disney, which is not easy. Let's be very clear. So then you booked the Disney thing, which is Alec Mappa. Is that a name that you know at all? Alec Mappa, who plays the nosy.
The Filipino guy.
He's the short
No. This is a new show. So I know what you're talking about. This is not Alec Mappa. This is a different sitcom. It's The Villains of Valley View, and he's not a part of it.
Is it
not
a spinoff?
No, I don't think it's a spinoff. I think it just sounds similar because I know exactly what you're
talking
about.
It's a different show about people who are at a high school and they're all villains.
Yes. It's similar. It's similar.
What you did. Got it.
Someone asked me that before, but this is a different thing.
It's a different thing. Oh. So they're really working on the villains over there at Disney, is what I'm hearing.
Well, you can't have a good guy without a villain.
I mean, everyone.
Alec Mappa is a good friend of Brooks.
He's my pocket gang. I will go on record. He literally is in my pocket. He's my pocket
gang. He's awesome. So you work with Disney, and are you finished with that project, or is there more coming?
That's finished. So we finished all of season one and just got renewed for season two.
Look at you.
His manager is literally like faces Oahu every day, twice a day, and just bows. It's like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Woodward. Thank you, Castle.
It sounds all sunshine and rainbows because, as you said, it happened.
It's rare.
You know, fairly quickly, faster than the average person pursuing it. But during those times that it was going on, it was not like, oh yeah, mom, dad, I'm gonna go to LA, I'm gonna do this, and it happened. It was actually almost 2 years of nothing.
That's still very hard. That's still very short.
When you're in it, it's long. But in the trajectory for those of us kupuna who are like way older than you, 2 years is like blinked and now
I'm famous. Like I said earlier, I'm working on like my 40th year trying to get the big one.
So bitter.
You know what I mean? So 2 years, congratulations, brother.
That is amazing. Yeah. And like local boy.
It's a constant hunt.
Right.
I think as we all know,
It's a lot of auditions.
It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon for sure. Yeah.
Well, in those slow days, just keep practicing your craft. That's all you can do. You got a great resume already.
I mean, come on. You definitely book.
You know what the funny thing about this story is? He reached out to me asking about radio.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was thinking, I went to look him up, and I'm like, this dude doesn't want to do radio. Are you kidding me? You're gonna go back negative one square.
When was this?
This is recently.
I do things because I love it, so that's why I'm able to survive in this. I like it, and he's interested in doing radio.
And the first time you sent a message, I kind of didn't think anything of, because everyone else asked me, I want to get into radio. It's like every day somebody asks. I'm like, don't do it. You're not gonna get paid well. and then you sent me a second message, and I looked at your thing. I was like, damn, this guy's the Power Ranger guy. And you don't need to do radio.
He doesn't just work at Zippy's.
I'm keeping you out of radio. We got to take a break. Don't go anywhere. Hanging out with Kainalu. It's a Hawaii thing.
For all your money needs, Hawaiian Financial Federal Credit Union is here for you. Visit HiFiCU.com. Long's Drugs is always here for Hawaii, providing your family with their local favorites, accessible health and wellness services to keep you safe and healthy. Make Long's a part of your day.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing.
Fast.
Lanai, Brooke, we have Kainalu
Moya. Why does it always go fast with the cute ones?
The actor. Yeah, you should be doing some modeling in the downtime. I'm sure you can get a lot of work.
Why is that Hawaii? And
we were talking about the show that you did for Disney. It's called The Villains of Valley View. So Alec Mappa did play in the show.
Yes.
Yes.
He's okay. The meddlesome. He also plays the principal of the school.
Oh, okay.
But he's also their nosy neighbor who's always like, you know, in their biz.
So did they send you on a lot of auditions to play a high school kid? Because you do look like you're a young boy.
He is
a young boy. Yeah, I do. That's mostly what it is. Although, I don't know. We'll see. It's been a while because fortunately I've been booked out for some things. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to the season 3 of our Power Rangers ending and things like that, so that I can start reading for new things, and we'll see what the new roles I'll be reading for. So we'll see. Yeah. I do want to be able to play a little older. So depending on how I style myself and, you know, the energy I present. So I'm hoping I can do that, because I would like to be in some, you know, kind of dark, edgy, mature type of shows, which that is what I would like to step into.
You want to do some serious stuff.
NCIS.
What's your ethnicity?
No, oh, I mean, just, you know, the Hawaii boy kind of things, just all over, chop suey, all that, just Japanese, Chinese, Hawaiian, Filipino, and then got the European stuff too, German.
So I'm hearing that they cast you Hispanic.
Asian or Hispanic.
I hear that they call you Lopez. Is that what?
You probably could.
Are you reading for the Hispanic market? Is that what they're saying? Because I don't think they're saying you're.
No. Yeah, that's great though.
I mean, you look Asian. You do look Asian, but you don't look like you don't look Hollywood Asian.
He reminds me of Jason a lot. Jason Scott Lee.
Scott Lee. Yeah. The visage. The visage.
That's been a tough one actually, because a lot of the Asian roles that I would read for, I'm kind of like, and before the pandemic when we could go in person and see everyone else that's reading for the same role, it was like, I don't look like that.
Yeah, they look like they go to Mialani. They're all Simu Limu. I mean, they're like, they're literally like full-blown Asian looking.
Yeah.
And you're more Eurasian. You could play Italian. You could play Middle Eastern. You're like Tia Carrere. Tia never played Asian until towards the end.
Yeah.
Because everyone always thought she was Hispanic.
All different roles.
Because she's Filipino.
That's in your favor for sure. Yeah. Especially today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you haven't got any calls for the Hawaii shows at all?
I couldn't read for Doogie because I was booked on Power Rangers. So that was a bit of a bummer. I was like, oh shoot.
Right.
That would have been nice. But you know, it was fine. I had something else. And then there was a good HBO pilot that it was looking pretty promising that I was going to be on, but some things.
White Lotus. Can we drop the names? Was it White Lotus? No.
No, it was Kenui Road.
Oh, yes. That's what's
Brian
her name?
Kailana and Brian Angie LaPrette.
Brian Kailana them and Angie them show. Yes. Yeah.
It was that. But then HBO felt, which is really ironic, felt that for the role that I was reading for, it seemed like I was going to be a little too old and mature for it.
I thought
you were gonna say you weren't Hawaiian enough, because I heard that a lot in my thing.
Yeah,
and I'd be like, ironic.
I'll do that too.
Ironic.
Well, it was.
I am.
It was based around junior lifeguards, right?
Yes.
I wasn't reading for a junior lifeguard. I was reading for just a I mean, they were calling him a kid, but he was like a freshman in high school. So, but that's okay. And then I do have, I just had a guest star spot on NCIS, and I knew it, Vanessa.
Oh, nice.
I knew it.
Yeah. No calls from, did you get calls from Magnum?
They just staffed up. Give it time.
No, I mean like in the past or anything.
Yeah. But I'm also not there. Anymore.
Because he's booked.
Hopefully though. That'd be cool.
I know. It sounds like he doesn't have to audition pretty soon.
No.
Yeah. that's what pisses me off.
That's what that is. Yeah. Sorry. Good for you. Sorry.
So what do your parents think now? Or were they happy that you dropped out?
Yeah, they're super stoked. I mean, at first it was really, it was really tough because no one in the family knew anything about show business, performing arts.
What were you majoring in what was your major?
Business. Yeah, just business. See, general business.
Good Asian boy.
See, wait a minute. We got to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere.
Kainalu, it's okay, Mom.
Moya
He's okay.
is hanging out with us.
He's
it's
okay.
a Hawaii thing. We'll be right back.
Windows Hawaii. Windows are not only designed to beautify your home, but also to make your home more secure, energy efficient, and virtually noise-proof. Contact Mario now for your free in-home estimate. 808-671-0808.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. You got Lanai and Brooke. Mahalo for joining us. Kainalu Moya talking about acting.
Kama'aina, by the way.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted.
How do you like New Zealand? Have you got to see anything yet?
I got to see a lot.
Yeah. Orcs? So are you seeing orcs?
We were here for 10 months.
Oh, wow. Really?
So you're practically a native.
Almost a year.
Yeah.
So we got to go all over North Island, South Island, Christchurch, Dunedin,
everything.
Lake Tekapo.
I can't believe I'm going to miss you.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to New Zealand. And right when he leaves, I'm getting there. Yeah. And well, I'm going to hit you up. I'm going to hit you up though for some places to go eat and stuff.
Maybe it finished already. Like Lord of the Rings was there forever and a day shooting.
Oh yeah.
In New Zealand.
It was, and it's in the UK now.
Oh, it is in the
UK. Where are you guys shooting? Are you shooting in a studio, a sound studio, or what are you guys doing?
We do have a studio, so we're shooting at Auckland Film Studios, but then we also do a lot of location things.
Yeah.
So a lot of things in the beach, in the forest, in the city.
Yeah.
I'd say it's actually mostly location.
Because when you told me he was in New Zealand, and then I was emailing with him, and I don't know time zones, so we were like kind of figuring it out. I assumed he was there for Chief of War.
Oh, they're just scouting.
Yeah,
right
they're
now.
Still scouting. Yeah. They're not there because I was like, oh, he must be doing Jason Momoa them show because they're gonna be shooting there. So I was.
Oh yeah, I know they're here. I've been there. I was like, where are you guys?
Duly noting.
Well, you know the two of the producers.
Oh, they're from Kianui Road.
Yeah, from Kianui Road.
Yeah.
Angie and Brian Keolana. Yeah.
Yeah.
You better.
That's so funny.
That one, I feel like you got to be real Hawaiian warrior looking and
It's Hollywood.
Well, there's some scenes where like a Spanish ship comes in and stuff like that. So.
That's the one that Lanai is supposed to be on.
So you can, hopefully.
That's what he's saying.
Kainalu's going to come in and go, get rid of that guy. Let's bring this guy in.
Cut your line.
Totally.
Cut your line.
Totally. What do you miss from home?
Always food. I mean, always food. I'm a big foodie guy. My family's a big foodie family. And so here in New Zealand, there's great food. And even I lived in New York for a little. It's great food, but nothing really beats our Hawaiian style type of
way. A zip pack.
What's your go-to restaurant? First thing you get off the plane, where are you going?
So I grew up in Kaneohe across the street from, KJ's Chicken.
Oh, so good, KJ's.
He is so inside.
Yes, KJ's is awesome.
That Furikake chicken plate.
Yeah.
That's a Windward boy. That's a Windward boy.
Good job. Wow. We got some, we got to end this, but we have the extended version of this show. So please don't leave. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel.
We have
channel.
Parting gifts, some ho'okupu for you.
You did such a great job today. We have some party gifts
ADTs.
For you. That's me and Brooke's new shirt.
Rock them proudly.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This one says Bonsai Pipeline on it, just so people don't get it twisted. You are a local boy.
Yeah.
Hollas at your boy. And then we got you something a little edgier with like a zipper on it.
Three t-shirts for you.
With like a, it's like an 80s vibe.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Some 80s.
Hey, I love it.
Tees. And then we also have a bougie bottle for you, for your, New Zealand water or what have you. We have some What is this? Oh, Ulu chips. There's no furikake on it. My bad. We have some Menihuni Max.
Some chocolate for you.
And
some cookies.
Taro chip and furikake and some other taro chips.
Are we sending it to New Zealand?
No, because he's such a windward boy. He's like, just hold on to it when I get back because it's so expensive to send it to here. But I feel like we should send it to you because you might be homesick.
Yeah, we should send it to you.
We can't send you a KJ. Okay. We can't send you a KJ.
You have an address there, right?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Just send that over.
Yeah, email your address. Let's send it to him because I would want that being away from
you
home.
You thank your uncle because he's paying for it.
Hey, don't call me uncle. Auntie, watch your mouth.
Because he's paying for it. He's paying for that postage to Aotearoa.
Hey, you
it's
deserve
not cheap.
It. You make us proud. Congratulations on everything. I'm sure you got so many new things coming up soon.
Oh, my God. I can't tell you. Hawaii,
thank you very much.
This guy is so lucky. You should go to Vegas. This guy could hit him all 777, 100%.
Yeah, you are very lucky. Good for you. But
talented.
You know what? Very talented.
Talented.
I'm not taking that away at all.
Don't take it away. Yeah. But man, talk about right place, right time. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. And you got good features.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you looks like you floss and brush. You good.
He's obsessed with teeth. Don't even get into it. Thank you, Hawaii Chip Company.
Kainalu Moya, ladies and gentlemen.
Come to YouTube. He's going to swear in Maori.
We're going to do the extended version right after this. Make sure you subscribe. And thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you next time. Ahui ho. Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. You got Lanai.
We're on the interwebs.
Brooke Lee. Kainalu Moya, the actor, is hanging. Does that sound good? Actor. Kainalu Moya.
Yeah.
Does it freak you out? It must freak you out a little bit. Does it freak you out a little? Or you're used to it now?
A little. I mean, I think since I'm still in the kids show realm, it's usually kids that are like, oh.
Yeah.
Are you that? And so it's a little easier when it's the kids because it's more fun. And
right.
It's like, hey,
you're like Barney
and
at the birthday
parents
party.
Come up to you
but you know what?
Like it's not really like
fair
young women coming up. And just,
it's like, but that is next.
So
buckle up, Buttercup.
Yeah, that is next. Well, you're going to get moms and then young.
Yeah.
You know what's cool, though, about starting in this genre? I had this discussion with like the boy bands back in the day.
Here we go.
They always were like, yeah, you go to come to our concert. It's like teenage screaming girls. You know what I mean? And then as they got older, the teenage screaming girls got older and then it became different. They had money. So your audience is going to grow up with you. You know what I mean? You got
There's
longer
that.
Longevity.
Yeah.
You have a longer longevity of
There
know,
is that.
Of a following.
But
I
the more
say.
Stuff he does, then the more notoriety he'll get.
Yeah.
You gotta get the kids first. Just Sex in the City. This is how they go. Girl the kids first, then the gays, then the girls come.
Well,
that's
sure,
how it goes.
I'm sure he has all the gays
that's
already.
That's the trajectory. When the gay that for, then the next the gays and then the girls.
You so got Autumn who is loving the Blue Power Ranger,
I'm
sure.
Yeah.
You wanna name some of the other actors in you're acting with? Do we know them?
Yeah, you could actually. I have in Power Rangers, there's one of the more well-known ones. He was in a boy band. He's also one of my great friends now, Chance Perez. He was in Real Life. That was a boy band that was on for a good amount of time. He won.
My God, I'm so old. I don't even know this band.
The boy band show?
Yeah, it was in. Wasn't it in Miami? They shot that? No, that was
Are you thinking
one?
Of O-Town? Are you thinking the one that
Kimo
Kahuana
was
in?
No, but there
was
a show.
Was
what was it?
They were in L.A.
In L.A.? Oh, you met him in L.A.?
This guy who's an actor on the show? Oh. Is he
awesome.
Howley, I'm assuming he's Howley.
But he's also more Hapa looking,
he
also has Hispanic in him as
well.
Got it. And so he has that a cool look. He won the boy band show.
Oh, wow.
Awesome.
And so he was in that boy band for a bit, and now he makes solo music. But
so it's a reality show. It was a reality show.
Yeah, it was a contest.
It was a reality show.
Got it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Man, they must all look at you and be like, what? You weren't even going, you didn't even, what?
And who else?
Were you a mouseketeer? What did you go to?
Who else
is
on the show?
I was in business school. I'm cool.
There's Russell Curry, who's the red Power Ranger. There's Hunter Dino, she is the pink Power Ranger. There's Jordan Fight, TikTok star, millions of followers on TikTok. He is the gold Ranger. And then we have the Green Ranger, Tessa Rao, who she is a New Zealand native.
Oh, Aotearoa in the house.
The only one on the team who is not from the States. So.
Yeah.
So you guys, because we had Nito on and he was on the thing, you guys are the actors, and then is there someone who doubles you stunt, that does you all the crazy guy. Stuff, or do you do the crazy
stunt
stuff?
Because it's so stunt heavy, yeah. And whenever we're morphing and we're fully suited and stuff, if they wanted us to do that all the time, it would be impossible for us to stay healthy.
Right.
So there's
a whole stunt
do a lot of stunts,
teams
yeah.
that do that thing. Yeah. And then is it like Baywatch was, where because there's such a canon, like with Baywatch, there was a cool way that you had to learn how to run, yeah. how you wore the swimsuit, all the lingo. For Power Rangers, did you guys have, like, do they have,
power
like,
class?
Yeah, do they have, like, this is how you do things, this is how we present ourselves? Like, is there a 101, like Power Rangers 101?
Yeah, we had a, last time, we didn't need to do any training this time because we, you know, this is the third time doing it. So right. we know, but when we first came in, we did have to do, like, a couple week crash course on specific movements and how we should move with our stunts and our movements, because it's super, what do you call it, really strong. All the movements are supposed to be very heroic and very right. energetic, and everything is big. So all our movements, if you think you're just going to do a punch on screen, it needs to be a big swinging thing. You move your whole body, and we morph, and instead of just doing little movements, we're like moving our whole body.
That's where the theater stuff. Came in right there.
Right.
Yeah, all that yes. theater work you've been doing.
And hula. No. Yeah.
You know what he would be perfect for is
what?
Cobra Kai. He looks like one of the Cobra Kai guys.
Well,
don't you think?
He's trying to branch out of the high school
genre. I know,
genre,
but when I look at him, I'm like, this guy should be on Karate Kid. Cobra Kai.
What did you do on NCIS? I mean, we kind of all know what happens on NCIS, but like,
did you kill somebody or did you get killed?
Did someone die? So my family member dies in the show.
Did it air already? I don't want to get you in trouble.
No, it doesn't air yet. It's coming up.
No, it already airs on Monday. So.
Okay.
So by the time this airs, you won't go to jail. You won't go to Vanessa Lachey jail. So
my brother in the show, he dies.
Oh, okay.
I'm the star football player, and he gets killed because of some gang gets involved. I get involved with the gang, blah, 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 that stuff. I know what's going on. My dad knows what's going on, but my dad doesn't want to work with NCIS.
Oh, so it's just a Tuesday in Hawaii.
I want to work with them.
Got it.
It's that kind of
thing. Got it.
That must have been so cool to get that gig, and then you get to come home. It's kind of like, you know, your first big, it's one of your first big ones.
He'd been booking for a while, bro.
No, but I mean, you get to come home to Hawaii. Nice.
Yeah, to come home is always good. Yeah, to come home is good.
Yeah.
It's like I can't escape New Zealand actors either, because my first ever TV booking was a two scene role on Hawaii Five-0 back in when I first started. So like 2018 going into 2019. Mm-hmm. And so my first scene was with Beulah Kuala.
Oh yeah, he's such a cool guy.
So I
was with him, and I was like, whoa, like it's my first time, all nervous, like acting with him. And then time went on, did Power Rangers, Disney, and then when I booked NCIS, I got to work a lot with
the other Beulah. I love you, Beulah.
Alex Tarrant. And right. so working with him, I was like, oh my goodness, it's like just I can't escape you guys. If I'm working at home, I'm with New Zealand actors. Yeah. I go to New Zealand, I'm with New Zealand crew.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They're taking over.
Good for you.
Taking over.
Yeah.
Awesome. They're both really awesome. So.
What's your favorite local band?
Oof.
Ooh. Okay.
Here we go.
Jimmy Weeks Project.
Oh, you like the Jimmy Weeks Project? That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a
big band.
I know,
a little smaller, but they're, you know, the Windward Side Boys and all
I'm
there.
Telling you, like, when you, first of all, like, congrats on everything, but like, we have people on the show who are from Hawaii and like, they're all famous or whatever, but they're not inside.
No.
Like, this is inside.
Well, he did just graduate last year.
That's true. You're a baby. You're an embryo. I super forget. But
that's. We'll always be rooted. That's always my favorite. KJ's Chicken, Furikake Chicken Place, Jimmy Weeks Project.
Bro, we're going to have you on the show if you will return our call, looking at you, Filipino, from the Spider-Man shows who don't return our call anymore. And we're going to ask you the same question, because sometimes they say the exact same thing you're saying.
And then you can't get a hold of them.
And then we're like, hey, doing a sci-fi show now. You want to come on? Crickets chirping on our phone. Batalon, we looking at you.
I mean, that's what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's all. Board shorts.
See, take the boy out of the windward side. Can't take windward out of the boy.
Where are you living in L.A.?
Well, I haven't lived in L.A. for a long time.
Oh, okay, that's right.
That was just when I first pursued.
Okay.
And so that was, where was I living? I was living.
I'm going to say Valley.
Gardena.
It was like the mid Wilshire area.
Oh,
like,
look at you. You're bougie.
Wow. Where was
it? It was not bougie.
West LA, though. West LA.
It was a living room.
So where's home base? Where's home base for you now?
New Zealand. Hello, pay attention.
No, you're not living there. He's working
home
there.
Home base is home. I've been trying to figure out how to make home work as a base.
Oh, you mean Hawaii? Yeah. Or you come here between gigs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, lately, I've been trying to make it work. It's been working,
right.
But we'll see, because you never know when the next big show that causes you to move.
Right.
But I'm going to try and make it work, because it's just, you know, it's a little better that way.
Right.
Yeah. I prefer it.
Yeah. Well, if Jason Scott Lee does it. Yeah, and there's there's Wi-Fi now. So all your auditions are on the laptop.
Exactly. That changes the game a lot.
Yeah. Did you just say Wi-Fi now? Like, we haven't had Wi-Fi in Hawaii for...
Yeah, well, for the people who just started watching that are 80.
Okay. Don't write in.
She listens to everything, like, lives on every word that I say.
Don't write in, Hawaii.
So after this project, you're done in December. Do you have anything coming up, or you start auditioning again?
I start looking to audition again. And then but season two, we'll see what... For villains, we'll see when they start, because they haven't started yet.
Oh my God, that's right. You just said they got picked up. Now I got to text Alec and be like, Mazel Tov, do you have another second season? What's happening?
Did you get to meet? Did you get to hang out with Alec?
I'm looking forward to reading for new things.
Yeah.
So did you get to hang out, now that you remember, did you get to hang out with Alec? Or you guys were totally different days and shots?
No, he wasn't in my episodes. We never crossed paths, actually.
Yeah, that's probably
who
why.
Are you on that? Can you say? You can say. It's second season.
Yes, I can. Yeah. So I am a villain.
Duh.
But it's kind of a dual personality kind of thing going on. So when I am faking being a good high school kid, a charmer, his name is Declan. But when my real self is this villain named Oculon, which is like this evil top dog villain guy who's trying to capture these other villains that don't want to be villains anymore, so they're breaking the rules. So I'm trying to get them,
because you know why Jason Momoa them gonna come knock his door. I'm psychic, I'm telling you right now, because he just opted Dukanomoku story. They're gonna do that on Apple Plus. Tell your manager I get 10%.
you should introduce
I'm telling you right now, 100% Chief of War gonna come out. They're gonna roll into Dukanomoku, and somebody go ring, where you stay, where Blue Rangers stay.
You should introduce them already, bro.
He's on the radar. They know who he is. He's at Disney. It's all same.
No, I know, but I'm just talking about Jason.
His manager is fine.
Brooke is very good at making connections with everybody.
He's very fine. He's doing fine.
I'm not. I'm super.
You're doing just fine, my man. You're doing just fine.
You got a new agent on the other side.
You're doing great. Dude, keep doing what you're doing. And your family on the Winsford side are like, oh, thank God. Thank you, Lord.
Well, when you come home, you got to come in the studio.
Yeah,
right?
You got to come in and be here in the studio.
Yeah.
All right. So we have a new feature on the show. You get to ask Brooke Lee a question.
Why are you making this up?
You have any questions for Brooke?
He's making this up. It
can be anything.
I haven't thought of this, so no, I don't have any.
Yeah,
he's
making it up.
Make one up on the
spot. He's just tired, and he doesn't want to ask you things like, what's your favorite beach? Where did you go? Like, what's your favorite cereal? That used to be his thing, but now he's...
Kainalo, you should have just asked her a dumb question.
Kupuna status.
What is your Instagram? So everybody can follow
My Instagram is Kainalo Moya.
Kainalo Moya.
M-O-Y-A.
M-O-Y-A.
Yeah, M-O-Y-A.
Yeah.
And if you don't know how to spell Hawaiian, then K-A-I-N-A-L-U.
There you go.
Boom.
Yes. Congratulations on everything, brother. Thank you for taking time. Is it your day off today, huh?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Back to work tomorrow.
Thank you so much for taking. I'm going to hit you up soon, because I'll send you my itinerary.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Oh, trust me.
Where are you staying? Are you staying in the city?
Yes, we're playing Ponsonby, Auckland.
Okay.
Which is a cool spot.
How long have you been there now?
2 years, second year.
This second time around, only a couple of weeks. I just got here, but we initially were here for 10 months.
Oh, because of
filmed
the...
out two seasons.
Yeah.
Came home, and now we're back.
Got it.
Oh, you shot two seasons the first time.
Because they were in pandemics, because you were in pandemics, correct?
So they pandemic, and they locked us in.
Doubling up.
Could not leave, only work.
Yeah. Hey, but lucky, because there's plenty who could not work. So you're doubly blessed. Exactly.
Congratulations, Kainalo. Good luck to
everything. Thanks for coming on the show. You're adorable.
Thank you guys so much for watching the show. Please subscribe, leave us a comment, and follow him on Instagram. We'll see you guys next time. Ahui ho. It's a Hawaii thing. Whoa, oh. It's a Hawaii.